Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is a Tu B'Av. What does that mean? It's the 15th of Av 5782. It's the 12th of August 2022. Candle lighting times this evening, 17:29, and Motsei Shabbat. Shabbat ends at 18:19. But what is this whole Tu B'Av thing? Is it Jewish Valentine's Day? I don't know. That makes it sound cheesy. It can't be. You know, we don't do things like that. And it's got to involve food, I suppose. Valentine's Day does involve chocolates. But still, is this a Jewish festival without food? Rabbi Michael Katz, he's a director of Chabad House and a rabbi at Chabad of Ilovo. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, Howard, and to all the listeners. Great to be on your show.
And it's actually very appropriate that you are, because Rabbi Michael Katz was actually, he spoke at our wedding. So it's perfect that he's talking about Tu B'Av, the day of love in the Jewish calendar. It's you were very much instrumental.
I hope you remember what I said at your wedding.
I actually do as well. I do. It's not something I'm likely to forget. But what is the notion of Tu B'Av?
Tu B'Av, or Chamisha Osah B'Av, the 15th of Av, has got several different references throughout our history. First of all, it was the time that the people stopped dying in the desert. Secondly, it was the time that marriages were reallowed, and this is probably where the whole thing about the misnomer, I suppose, about Valentine's Day comes in. It was a time when marriages were reallowed because they had been banned for a while between the tribes.
Oh, wow.
They couldn't be intertribal marriage because of land inheritance problems. So money and property got in the way of marriage, and therefore they said, you know, don't get married into a family or a realm or a time where people can't sort out their finances.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a later stage, it was the day on which barriers were removed for people to be able to travel to Yerushalayim, where there was a ban of people coming from the north to come down and go for the pilgrim festivals to Jerusalem. It was also the day on which the burial of the dead of Beitar was allowed by the Romans. So there are a whole lot. Then finally, it was regarded as like the middle of the summer in Israel, and therefore the cutting of the wood for the Beit HaMikdash, for the temple, was stopped each year. And they used to actually, maybe this is where it comes from, another statement about burying the hatchet.
Right.
They used to actually burn the axes.
Yes.
Get rid of, or destroy the axes.
Wow.
So that there would be no more cutting of wood.
Right. So it really is a day, and it's so interesting because we have Tisha B'Av, which also historically is just obviously a very, very sad day, but we have multiple events. Tu B'Av, we have equally a lot of different things, but all of them being quite positive.
Absolutely, all positive, and all this idea of removing barriers, of removing bans, of enabling people to come together, and perhaps that's part of the deeper symbolism and why it comes as an idea that this is a day of love and a day of people getting together and marriages and building families and all of that. And that's the positive energy that Dafka comes now. If you think about it, our home was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and now we've got the idea of now getting on with the rebuilding and moving forward in a positive light.
I always found it amazing that the energy is something around us that is palpable. And when we have the energy of the 3 weeks, it intensifies in the 9 days in Tisha B'Av. And then it just does, the energy does start to shift, which is incredible, because then we capture it on a day like today.
Absolutely. And that's that really is perhaps another theme, a theme for life in general is, you know, there can be the darkness, there can be the sadness, there's the tough things. That's the reality of life. We go through ups, we go through downs, but you just got to remember that the good times are going to follow, and don't be depressed and don't be downhearted. Look forward to the good things that are going to come about and are going to really give you the reason to continue.
Let's just talk for a moment about, obviously, the value of love and the aspiration of love is really about the creation of homes, of family, of continuing to the next generation and bringing that into the world. Give us a sense of that focus on Tu B'Av?
Well, when we really take a look at what our sages have written about Tu B'Av, about Chamisha Asar B'Av, they speak about marriages. They speak about the fact that the girls of Jerusalem, of Yerushalayim, would go out and dance in the fields. The men would come and pick their soulmates, pick their marriage partners. And they were directed, you know, don't look at externals. In fact, the girls used to swap clothing, we're told. They used the rich girls would wear the poor girls' clothing and vice versa, so that they weren't blinded by money. They weren't blinded by externals. They were looking at real beauty, how to judge what is what's within rather than what's without, to not proverbially judge the book by its cover. And with that, the idea of marriage really is this powerful image that keeps on coming through all of Judaism, is that that's really the foundation of our people. Each family that is built is a whole future of our people. It's the whole future of the world. If we think about it, if we go back to the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were given this whole world to live in and to enjoy and to magnify and to beautify and to glorify and to make big and wonderful. And Adam was originally created as a single individual, and he wanted the proverbial soulmate. He wanted, like all the other creatures in the world, the Midrash says he wanted a soulmate. God divided him into two parts. That was Adam and Eve. And thus, this whole idea that all people are created in that fashion, that there is the opportunity to meet the other part of your soul, of your, of the one who is destined for you and is part of your neshama, is part of your soul. And coming together in this way, we're building much more than just a love relationship. This is really a beautiful metaphor for our relationship with God. This is a metaphor for our relationship with everything that Hashem gave us and that we do in our lives. And the idea here is to build families. And you can't emphasize too much in today's day and age, the importance of marriage, the importance of family. You know, wherever you go and whatever you're involved with or in, you know, you can kind of trace things back. You know, my experience, as you may probably well know, is a lot to do with prisons and helping people who get into trouble. You know, you 99.9% of the time, you trace back certain dysfunctionality
within family.
And the power of that family and the idea of that emphasis of a family moving together in the right direction, in one direction, having a husband and a wife and a whole family who are all geared towards good and positive and wonderful goals. How well that bodes for the kids and therefore for their families and the future generations. So we're looking at the building blocks of a nation and the building blocks of a people and a world, that the family is of such paramount importance.
Rabbi Michael Katz, director of Chabad House and rabbi at Chabad of Ilova, talking to us about Tu B'Av. Thank you for that. Wishing you a good Shabbos.